Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Access to care, veterinary anesthesiology, we got it all covered. And closing that gap in the veterinary profession is an incredible opportunity. And I can't wait for you to chat more with our wonderful colleague, Dr. Gianluca Bini, board certified veterinary anesthesiologist that's in the house. How are you, doctor?
Good. How are you, Adam?
Good. Good to see you. So listeners, get a load of this. Okay, so Dr. Gianluca is the founder of Safe Pet Anesthesia. And let's kind of talk a little bit about that first and then what's involved with it.
Yeah, so Safe Pet Anesthesia is an anesthesia teleconsulting company. What we do is we follow the whole case from start to finish on a video call. So we have a custom built platform. We build it from scratch for us, where you can schedule your cases, you upload the medical record, we give you a protocol. And then whenever you are ready to induce your patient, you just click on that case, you click start video, and whoever of our team is assigned to you get a notification. We have you to our screen, and then we are there the whole time with you. So we see exactly what you're seeing. We usually see the patient first at induction, and then we move it to the monitor. We see that the whole procedure, and then for recovery, they move us back to the patient again. So we can see induction and recovery, which are the most critical times of anesthesia. And then, you know, if there is anything abnormal, we just jump in and be like, hey, you know, this is what we're seeing. This is what we need to do. If you have any questions, you can just pop in as well and ask. So it's literally like having one of us there. It's just without the cost of having one of us there. So
yeah,
that's the advantage there.
And that's the thing. There's not many veterinary anesthesiologists around, period, let alone providing access to all these different hospitals that you're covering right now, and which is phenomenal. The fact that you have an anesthesiologist right then and there, you know, virtually watching over your cases. How do they have access to it? Is it a camera that they're using? Is there laptops? What does that look like?
They can use a camera. They can use a laptop. They can use, like, some people have a camera on their in their OR, and they collect it to, they connect it to a laptop. Some of them use an iPad. Some of them use a phone. It doesn't really matter which device you want to use, as long as you have a camera and a Wi-Fi. That's all you need, really.
All you need, yeah. And how many cases a day do you typically see?
Yeah, depends on. Usually, we do 3 to 5 at the same time, each one of us, and then we have on each one of us, more or less, because we work across time zones, we see about 15 to 25 cases a day, depending on, you know, depending on the day, depending on, you know, how we have clinics that, you know, are in Pacific time. We have clinics in Eastern time, Central time. So we try to spread it out across the day if we can. Yeah.
You know, we never saw these even 5 years ago that we would have that ability and access to a veterinary anesthesiologist. I remember I had a dog dental under anesthesia. It had like a first degree AV block, but I wanted to chat with an anesthesiologist. By the time I was able to find one, it was just so much hassle or whatnot. I think this is great. What is it? What has been the reception been on the other side in terms of the vet techs and the veterinarians having you on board with them?
Yeah, I think you know, at first, when you tell people what you do, they're kind of like puzzled on how this actually work. But once they see it and they try it, I think that, you know, every single practice that uses us and they try us, you know, they always come back, right? Like, so the first case is the most, like, you know, where they're like, oh my God, I don't know how this is going to work. And then once they see it, they're like, oh my God, this is actually really cool. And, you know, it made such a difference, right? And some people are like, even like, this made such a difference for my, like, you know, that specific patient. And like, I learned so much in that hour that case has lasted, you know. And so, like, you know, some people see it also like see you on the job, right? Like they learn a lot while they're doing it. And then we see practices that they use us every day where they, you know, we see the growth. That's crazy. Like, you know, we have technicians that, like, went from hating anesthesia to, you know, wanting to do a BTS in anesthesia, you know, by using us after like 6 or 7 months, right? So they loved it, and we kind of make them love anesthesia somehow, you know. They never had access to one of us. That was the problem, right? There was no support system for them. There was nothing that, like, you know, they could access. It's really hard to bring one of us in person, you know, for the day. It's really expensive. Very few owners can afford that. Very few practices have access to it. So that's the big issue there.
I love that you're building the confidence with the support team and the doctors as they go from case to case, because having another pair of eyes on these things are so important. I always think about it too initially, because you must feel like you're the outsider looking in, and the technician, the surgeon, they have their own chemistry that goes on, and then they have who, like, who's this guy?
Yeah, it's interesting, right? The first time it's daunting for everybody, right? They're like, you know, there's this guy behind the screen that's giving me suggestions, you know, but to be honest, like the after the first 5 minutes, I think that rapidly changes when they see actually the impact that you can make and how they can better serve their patients with something like this, and like they start learning even just little tips and tricks, right? Like it doesn't have to be anything big, but you know, they quickly love it. And then, you know, the vet loves it. They love it because, like, they can finally focus on the procedure, right? Like, they don't have to. We asked them for the longest time to do two jobs at the same time, and that isn't fair, right? Like, it's not fair for them. It's just because they didn't have access, it doesn't mean that they need to be forced to do that. Like, that's, you know, in humans, it would never happen, right? We had a human anesthesiologist on our podcast, and she was like, I'm shocked to even think about that, that somebody has to decide whether they need to do, you know, treat blood pressure or, you know, treat bradycardia or whatnot, while also having to think about doing surgery. And in vet med is the norm. And it's the norm because of, you know, very poor access to one of us. That's the problem. But you know, if we can do this and we can fix it, then, you know.
Yeah, that's incredible. It really is. Where do you see SafePet anesthesia going in the next couple of years? It sounds like you're growing rapidly.
Yeah, so we started 2025 with three practices. We didn't do any advertisement the first year, so it was like kind of like trial and error. And then we went from three to, at the moment, 130 so in 11 months. So
Wow.
that was fast and scary. I'll tell you that. You know, many sleepless nights, but you know, now the team has grown, and we have a wait list of anesthesiologists that want to join and help. We have a wait list of VTSs in anesthesia, they want to join and help. So, you know, I think the reach is, it's potentially massive. You know, it's just a matter of spreading the word out there.
Yeah, I think it's a no-brainer to the listeners to learn more about it. I know Dr. Gianluca Bini has been at many conferences and not only speaks there, but he also exhibits there as well to have more information about SafePet anesthesia. So, where can they learn more if they're interested?
So our website is probably the best place to start. It's safebetanesthesia.com. They can always, you know, go there, schedule a Zoom meeting, or they can drop us an email or contact us. We're always happy to chat.
Yeah, excellent. Dr. Gianluca Bini, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. All the great work you're doing.
Thank you, Adam. Appreciate it.
Yeah, my friends, this is a gentleman and his team that is really elevating and advancing veterinary medicine, closing that gap on access to care, and just really great opportunities in vet med. This is what I love about our profession, all this cool ideas. So take advantage of it. Learn from him. He's a wonderful friend of mine. I've known him for years now, and him and his wife are absolutely fantastic. So we're just so honored to have them both in our profession. Thank you for all you do, and thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Don't forget to rate the podcast as we continue to grow, and we'll see you next time right here on the Vet Blast Podcast. Take care, everyone.
you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.